I have probably shared this with you before. But every time I leave home, just moments before I actually step out into the taxi, my parents and I, we gather for prayer. And something wonderful happens at this prayer. I pray for my parents, and then they both lay their hands on me and they pray for me. We stand so close to each other that we can feel each other's breath. We can feel the warmth of each other's body. And I feel their tears rolling down my hands, and my hands, my tears rolling down their body. Most of all, I touch their holiness. And then they both make the sign of the cross on my forehead. Right at that moment, I experience a little bit of heaven. I feel a little more free, a little more strong, just a little more loved, a little more sure that I'm doing the right thing. I know that heaven is indescribable, but if someone asked me what heaven was like, I would say, it's like my mom and dad blessing me. That's heaven. I'm connecting this theme of experiencing heaven right here on earth with today's readings. We are in a Jubilee year. In the Old Testament, the Jubilee year happened every 50 years. And in reality, every Jubilee was an attempt to recreate heaven. And people did. It was a year of liberation. It was a year of reconciliation. It was a year when people made an attempt to restore creation, people, and society to the dignity with which God created it. And they did this by giving rest to creation, by giving rest to people, by forgiving each other's debts, by giving each other a new start. The Jubilee year was a heavenly year. Imagine the entire year, not just for a few moments, but for the entire year, people truly experiencing God's freedom. And I'm saying that today's readings must be understood from the perspective of a Jubilee. So I'm going to make 3 points to help us understand that. First, I want to talk about the Jesus Jubilee. I want you to hear the words of Jesus in today's gospel reading one more time. Here is what he says. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. That last phrase, to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord, that tells us that Jesus was declaring a Jubilee. And entire year proclaiming the goodness of God. Now we must remember that Jesus was not part of the Jewish high priest. In fact, he was as far from the institutional practice of the faith that we can imagine. He was not one of the high priests. In fact, he was nobody within the Jewish priestly hierarchy. He had no authority to declare a jubilee. We do not even know whether Jesus' declaration of the jubilee coincided with the Jewish calendar every 50 years. We don't even know that. Yet, Jesus declared a jubilee. And what did he propose for this jubilee year, this year of the Lord's favor? Liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, and a year acceptable to the Lord. That's how he began his ministry. And those of us who have read the gospel, we know this Jesus story. We know that people experienced a little bit of heaven when Jesus was around. The blind did see. The lepers were healed. The lame did walk. But more importantly, people who felt excluded from the reign of God felt welcomed into the kingdom. So think about Zacchaeus. Think about the woman who washed Jesus' feet with her hair. Think about the adulterous woman, the Samaritan woman, the disciples who were ordinary fisher folk. Think about people like the prodigal son. Think about the repentant thief on the cross. It is as if God's love and grace and mercy had multiplied in the world. People experienced a little bit of heaven when Jesus was doing his ministry. Jesus declared a jubilee and he lived it. Secondly, I want to talk about the jubilee of mercy and our parish. When Pope Francis declared the jubilee of mercy, I was thrilled beyond description. I cannot explain to you how thrilled I was when I heard that Pope Francis was saying, we are going to spend a whole year focusing on the mercy of God. And I said this to myself, I said, this Pope knows what Jesus is all about. This Pope knows what the church should be all about. Not that the other popes did not, don't get me wrong. Each pope has made their own contribution to the history of the church. But no pope had ever declared a jubilee of mercy. 2 weeks back, Pope Francis published a book. And it's entitled, The Name of God is Mercy. I just ordered the book. I hope to get it in the coming weeks. The Pope wants the world to experience a little bit of heaven because of the church and how the church will live out God's mercy. What happens to me and my parents when I leave home, that experience of heaven? The Pope wants the church to make available opportunities for people to experience a little bit of heaven. So today, as I read the gospel reading, I actually got goosebumps. Because we are reading about Jesus declaring a jubilee in a jubilee of mercy. In the jubilee year, we are hearing about Jesus' jubilee. And I said, this is so fortunate. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. This is God leading the church to being who God wants us to be. So what does this mean for us as a parish community? What does this Jubilee mean for us? How can we celebrate this Jubilee so that people who come to worship here may experience a little bit of heaven? There are numerous ways we are doing this, and during the course of the year, we will keep talking about it, but there are two things I want to talk about. I would like you to keep in touch with our bulletin, because we are proposing each month a spiritual and corporal work of mercy for the people to practice. So for the month of January, for example, we are talking about giving drinks, not drinks, giving drink to the thirsty. And our spiritual work of mercy is instructing the ignorant. These are the two works of mercy that we are focusing on. And the bulletin is providing us ways that we can do that. In other words, you heard today's first reading and the gospel reading. The entire people of God stood and they said, we will do what the Lord is instructing us to do in the first reading. And in the second reading, Paul talks about the body of Christ, we all together, working together for the sake of the gospel. That's what we are being invited to in this Jubilee of Mercy. But we as this parish community actually practices spiritual and corporal works of mercy and makes mercy alive. Let people experience a little bit of heaven. And the second thing, Lent is coming pretty soon. I'm not sure you've finished paying off your Christmas bills, but Lent is here. Middle of February, beginning Lent. And every Friday in Lent, we are inviting people to come and participate for 6 weeks in a little Bible study. We're going to focus on this book called How to Be Happy. And it's the Sermon on the Mount. We'll come together at 6:30 in the evening. Everybody brings a little dinner. We socialize, we study the scriptures, and then we come up here for the way of the cross at 7:30. It's some way for us to come together and say, what does God want this community to be? And the Sermon on the Mount is a great description of who God wants us to be. So just these two things. I'm merely suggesting that don't let this Jubilee of Mercy go to waste without we as a parish community in some way contributing to who God wants us to be. And thirdly, I'm also recommending that we make this Jubilee of Mercy our own. I'm inviting you to make the Jubilee a big deal in your own life. Yes, the church is doing many things. Yes, the parish will do many things. But personally for you, make a big deal. What is the chance that each one of us can repeat the words of Jesus? What is the chance that you and I can personalize the words of Jesus and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, not just on Jesus alone, not just on Father Satish or Father Dave or Father Vincent alone. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. Each one of us can make this our personal message. People can experience a little bit of heaven because of us. So, by giving forgiveness to people, by letting go of hurts, by giving in our lives, by giving people in our lives a new start, by treating creation with the dignity that God has entrusted it with, by bringing comfort to those in need, by striving to bring peace, by making sacrifices that may benefit someone else, we can all replicate the Jubilee that Jesus announced. We can all replicate the ministry of Jesus. Folks, another ministry, another Jubilee of Mercy may not happen in our lifetime. Another Jubilee of Mercy may not happen in our lifetime. We should not waste this year and let it go without focusing and living out the mercy of God. In many ways, every Eucharist is a celebration of heaven, isn't it? Every time we come to the Eucharist, it's a little bit of heaven. We experience the love, we experience the mercy, we experience the compassion, the self-giving sacrifice of God. And Jesus asks us to replicate what happens in the Eucharist wherever we go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has proclaimed a year acceptable to the Lord. May you and I be part of the Jubilee of Jesus. People of God said,